too. There was seven 7-Eleven hot dogs wrapped around his larynx. He had been choking since 3 days before the accident. He was breathing between the hot dogs. You know what killed him? The mustard. The mustard was out in the middle of the hot dog and covered up the hole.
Stop. That's why I stopped watching Power, bro. Man. I was like, they would always get to a fucking scene and be like, bro, like y'all still gotta get the money for the club,
yeah,
bro.
Man, why
are
you
y'all fucking so
how
much?
How's your dick even hard when you just lost 50 keys?
Nigga. You just lost 50 keys. Why are you comfortable?
Niggas be running when they save the bitch and it's a whole action scene. Yeah. They run and Gary and they have a long passionate. Hey, these niggas still trying to kill y'all,
I'd be
bro.
Like, man, dicks do not work in this environment.
Mine do not. I got a coochie. My shit inverts. You trying to get one off of me? You gotta think of me, bitch.
I'm a ho-ho out here.
Oh, you
can't see no AR fire
on that hood.
You can't fire your weapon and fucking the same day.
Come on, man.
I done lost
me out.
I done lost a half a pound before and didn't want a bitch to text me.
Get out my phone. I'm gonna die, bitch. Get out my phone. I gotta move. I gotta come.
My energy switch. When I'm running late and somebody texts me inconveniently, like they want some information, ooh, I gotta search for and I'm already running late. I'm like, this motherfucker, boy, shut the fuck up.
Go ahead. On.
Damn, Pastor, you act like you can't go on my timeline to find the video, nigga. I gave you the shout out.
It feel like when you tell a nigga where the club at and they say, you'll send me the address, bitch. Yeah. You got serious.
Well, what's the name of the club? The XYZ? Oh, okay, you know the name. Well, look it up, motherfucker. We got the same app on my phone.
Or they'll type it in the comments of the flyer with the address on it. Where is this at? Can you send me this address?
Niggas don't read, bro.
They don't.
Niggas don't read.
They don't. Niggas just want the information easily.
Oh,
but speaking of reading,
yeah,
we got to hear more in the building.
To hear more on the Perfect 10, man.
I'm excited to be here, man.
Wording is hard.
Yeah.
Friend of the algorithm.
Friend of the algorithm. I'm talking about he's going to be great for this show. And it's super dope that you're here because of the first time announcing, I guess, this show to everybody was on your show. Internet, you scary.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. We pulled up, man.
That was in November, and we here, man. We got to where we need to be.
Y'all boys been praying it out, too, man. I've been seeing all the stuff. Y'all boys staying consistent. I love it. Shout out to Ferg, man.
Yeah.
One time
he's sleeping here.
Rod Rose. Creative Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ferg don't sleep, though, but he's staying in here.
Yeah.
Like a bat.
He
live.
He sleep at the mic. He sleep like this.
He wake up
like my childhood.
That's why this sheet on his table
That's why he said he started eating protein. He said he couldn't stay awake when he was on that vegan diet.
He all office food.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm glad you're here because that means Ferg don't get to pick the videos. And
Ferg can get us in trouble, bro. With all the communities.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes it'd be busy. We don't really get to produce the show. And Ferg be like, I got some videos.
Nah.
And it'd be like when old boy let old boy do the thing on Boomerang.
Yeah.
But he let him do the clone. He said, nah, you just take care of it. Yeah. And he came out with pussy.
Pussy.
Like, kiss. Kiss me once, kiss me twice. He was like, nigga.
He's like, let him do this. But, man, thank you again for coming, and I know you've been keeping up with the content, so we appreciate that. So we just, review viral videos, and boy, you've been a part of a lot.
Hey, man, it's a blessing.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Amen. I didn't, you don't realize how many you got until you start looking for something to send to people. And I was like, oh, shit, I was kind of popping these last couple years.
Kind of
popping it a little bit.
Been that guy, bro.
You was consistent before we was knowing what that was.
Hey,
he was like,
man.
Oh, he on that every day.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I just was watching Kev and Tony.
Come on, man. Hard work is contagious, man.
Yeah,
you gotta get you some friends that's doing it so you won't look like you slacking.
You
don't
want to
be a slacking friend.
You don't. If niggas fuck with you, like the fact that Kev and Tony was still fucking with me, that mean that they saw the consistency in there. I just had to, you know what I'm saying, shape it up and get more refined with it. So if you got the right group and niggas is encouraging you and supporting you, then lean with that, man.
You know what you should have in your group? A comedian / former coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit don't work. I be giving all the speeches, man. These niggas still don't be doing that. God damn. Let's go to it. I done get my last speech.
Oh,
it's all good.
Oh.
That's a great joke though. Here we go.
All right. Speaking of viral videos, we gonna kick it right off. Y'all know the Finesse 2x clip, the no syrup, pie to no mirror.
No mirror.
So here went full Cliff Huxtable. I saw this reposted on Currency's page. And this, check out this technique, though.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I clamped the thing to me on the treadmill. Yeah. Nope. Hey, no. No
merch. The full Cliff Huxtable.
Definitely, because that's who I have in mind when I'm doing it, too.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
It's in our DNA.
Hey, yeah. Hey. This is like the Uncle Combine. Yeah. We got the Unc treadmill competition.
Hey, you the homie thought it was AI. He thought those were my legs. I was like, nah, nigga, that was me.
Hey, I was going to say, you're a real content creator because you act like you work out just to do a video.
Oh, boy, shut the fuck up.
That boy is a real content creator. You really put your all into this. He's like, let me find a gym and act like I'm doing something.
The fatness in my spirit is like, he's still on there.
Hey, listen, bro.
I was like, damn, this is a minute and 11 seconds.
Woo! I didn't, you know what? I was really working out. I didn't even have a treadmill. I had to use a towel and stuff it in the cup holder on the treadmill next to me to film this. Because I really went down, I had to work out. And then I was like, man, this song is funny. So I'm going to just do something with it. And I meant to cut it off because at the end, you see my hand grab the camera and everything. Yeah, but I was like, I hit my lady and I was like, yo, I think I'm going to post this video. Is it going to go mega viral or are they going to shit on me in the comments? And I was like, fuck it. And I just posted it before she even had a chance to reply. So that's why I didn't take it to edits and cut it off. Yeah. I just threw it up there. Before I like it. Talk to myself out of it, so yeah.
Is that how it feels on most viral videos? Like, I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, because you never know which one's gonna do it. That one I did when I'm in the officer uniform, that shit went crazy. I think it's like at 750,000 views.
That was like yesterday or day before yesterday,
Yesterday, and I posted it on Sunday, and I've been trying to use the viral sounds and shit like that instead of just constantly trying to come up with something, because I'm like, shit, if this shit already viral, let me see if it'll work for me. You know what I'm saying? It does a heavy lifting for you because it stays in the algorithm. So I've been doing that, and those videos have been doing way more than any of my original IP. So I was like, fuck it, let me ride this for a little bit. So
as a comedian, it's hard to do that, right?
It absolutely is.
But that's what they set it up to do, though, especially TikTok.
Yeah, and then it's also like, you know, it's no need to reinvent the wheel unless you doing what Country Wayne doing, where, you know, he got all of these stories and these subplots that, like, all run together. But, and I think that's going to be the next wave. Like, vertical content is about to be the next thing because with everybody being bought up by the same two or three people, they're going to control the flow of content. So if you want to get something different or out or the new, you're going to have to do it on your own. So vertical content, I think, is going to be the new wave. It's going to be like everybody got their own cable channel. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Everybody already do, man. I seen an African cable channel called Afroland TV.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
word.
Bro. They got an African Country Wayne. And they go over there killing shit with that shit.
Hey, man. Yeah. It's so many creatives out there. It's
just thinking
it's
about watching
possible.
Country Wayne, but everything dusty. What are you doing here?
I'm so sorry. I did not know.
They be cheating over there in Africa, they be cheating in Africa.
Yeah.
You think we bad over here, ladies. Take your ass to Africa. Get your African man. That nigga gonna knock
the dust off of you. Don't you go over there.
He was born with three hoes.
But how can you sustain yourself in a village with another bad bitch with a bucket of water walking
and
by
a big old
ass? Big old ass. Smallest waist you ever seen in your life.
I'm talking about in it.
In it. Not a flaw on her skin.
Hey, bucket of water. It's crazy.
Hey, it's a wild thing. See, that's why y'all get canceled. It ain't the videos. This is shit that this
Shout
nigga
Shout out said. To our African Pennsylvanians, man. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all got Wi-Fi and shit now. That's the white people that made us believe all that.
Yeah. Speaking of African, you got that clip for with
You got to tell for which one. You can't just like give a segue.
It was in the DM. it was in the chat. What's the African dude name? The comedian got served with the papers on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the...
Don't say.
Did you send it to me over the AirDrop?
Oh, shit, I did not. I thought you had it from...
All right, back to our regular scheduled program.
Boom. I thought I had a good segue. I thought I had a guy.
No, you did. You did.
That bit came nigga. Out of it, rolled out.
Nigga, finger rolled out of you.
No, I finger rolled out. No, I shot a three and then looked back at the goddamn...
Before he
ran it out. Like Nick Young.
That's the funniest.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask before we move on? Do you often send like your videos to someone, or you like to say send to your girl? Do you often send your videos to someone before
you
post
them?
You know what?
I'm glad you asked that. The only person that I kind of get reviews from is Kev. Because that's smart. Yeah. One is because he has such a vast knowledge of, you know, what will probably do well, what won't, and what could come off as offensive, because he's, I feel like he's super in tune with that. But I stopped doing it as much, and I didn't do it a lot before. It'd be like maybe 3 videos a year.
Right.
But I stopped doing it as much because it's like, yo, I got to lean to my own, you know what I'm saying, trust and understanding the instincts. And also, like, if it, you know, if it offends somebody, you know, and it wasn't intentional, then I've got no problem apologizing. I don't know it all. Like, they keep adding letters to, you know, certain communities. Sometimes I have to be educated on it. So if it's a true ignorance accident, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't got a problem taking it down.
You're right, bro. But dang, bro. Yeah, I'm with Dave on that. I can't change up my whole pronoun game because you don't know what you got going on.
I work with a lot of pronoun people, and I'm like,
pronoun people is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it because I don't really care about saying.
Yeah. If you want to be called they, I'm cool. I'll call you they, but don't get mad if I be like, hey, shout it. Like,
that buddy will get you.
Don't get mad. Yeah. Just correct me. We can move on. No,
if you identify as a man and you were a stud for 10 years, and I knew you for the 10 years you were a stud, and you was a stud with a fat ass, I might still call you shawty.
He might be shawty still.
You might be shawty still.
If you call everybody bro, that works
too. Yeah, man. Shut your fat ass up, dude.
Big booty, bro. Big booty ass uncle.
Come on, big booty twin. Relax.
Big booty ass friend.
All right, we got Africa, man.
Oh, you got it, Ferd?
Yes, sir.
So it all started on Godfrey's podcast when he told the translation of The Lion King, which ended up just being a good-ass joke, and he got sued by the writer of Lion King. We'll let him.
I am officially getting sued for telling a joke. Look!
The hardest joke
ever. There's a lion! Oh, my God!
You're joking.
And that's why I'm getting sued for $27 million. Worse. And to make matters worse, I got served the lawsuit while I was performing on stage.
That's dirty work.
What is this? What is this, sir?
Don't touch it.
Yeah, if you don't touch it.
Oh, sure, I just got served. Oh, shit.
Oh, don't touch it.
Oh, you just...
They got all the other Lion King attire.
Is that the rule, though? If you don't touch it?
Yeah, you're not supposed to, if you don't touch it.
They got to verify who you are. You have to touch it.
That was me, yeah.
Well, he didn't verify who he is.
Yeah, when they announced his name was
Fuck the Lion King.
Hey, well.
This playback out in court, good?
Yeah.
I just got served, bro.
Damn.
He don't know what to do.
He don't know that it's 27 million. Right? That's why he
left. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He think it's
good. It would have been hard to laugh through that. Push through the rest of that set.
Yeah,
so. They wild as fuck for not waiting till he finishes set either. Yeah. They's a whole ass nigga for that.
How dare y'all let this happen? I blame club security. When you see somebody in the envelope, you think that's a child support man.
Oh, that nigga pulled it out of his jacket, though.
Yeah.
My question was, why do lions have American accents?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got on all the Lion King attire.
And the only accent they gave you to the monkey. What the fuck?
He's still going in.
I wonder what they suing
and
for, though.
It was Caribbean.
He said it was defamation.
You can stop it first.
And like trying to belittle the meaning of the song and the writer and some shit like that. I didn't realize the dude worked with Hans, who was like one of the most revered scorers in the industry. Like,
Also, isn't that the hardest joke ever told now?
But here's the craziest part. They talked about this on another podcast years before he even said it. They said the same thing.
Yeah.
It was a video of, I forgot, Godfrey. Godfrey got to go on his page, and he pulled it up that somebody had said this years before they even said it on his podcast, and it was basically the same thing. Look, there's a lion. The lion is king. Basically the exact same thing. But it was white people, and so Buddy ain't make a deal off of it. But so this is, you know what I'm saying? Us. Yeah.
Yep. But where you get a 27 million number from? You think he killing like that off of your t-shirt?
Yeah, like
you just said his t-shirt out of
people don't fuck with the Lion King no more because he did that
But
joke?
He is touring his ass. This is going to send him out of here. I think this is going to get him 27 million. This,
hey, man.
Because it's like the juggle be like, bro, get your
ass
out
of
here.
There's no way they can win that.
Hell nah.
I'm a comedian and I'm talking shit.
Yeah, this bro.
Nigga, 27 million. You great. 27 million, nigga. I better own some steak in Lion King. You think I'm finna pay this shit up out of me?
Man, you better give me a lion.
If Jason Weaver ain't get mad,
send me a fucking lion.
Listen, can I get a lion?
They stole the IP anyway. Let's talk about it. Lion King was stolen anyway. They stole that shit from a Japanese animator.
Come on, man.
It was like White Lion, something like that. Lion. Yeah, White so they Lion. Waited till the creator of that one died, mm. and then they released Lion King. So it, like the whole thing stolen anyway. If you want to talk some shit,
yeah,
clock it.
They keep stealing from Africa, boy.
Yeah,
they keep stealing clock from it. Africa. Yeah.
Clock
it. Well, this is 8.
Yeah, Campbell said that. My son said that.
This is clock it, and I think this is 8. Because 8 is middle finger. Middle finger. And that's actually the ASAO for 8, too.
Ah.
You know, my son on the spectrum, my wife was driving, and somebody pulled out on her. She was like, "You damn idiot." She's like, and he on this game, he's like, "Clock it." That's me in the front seat. My wife was like, "Don't." I said, "Yo. This kid got the best time ever.
Clock it, man.
I'm thinking he headphoned up. Yeah. Clock it.
Always listening, bro.
You idiot.
Google, baby. That is Alexa. They all. I'm like that, so I'm always listening.
Yeah,
I throw some shit in from the other room. Like, you know what I mean?
My other son is, he roasted him. I started told him to his friend. He was like, "Why won't you call back? Why did he say, calm down, Jamal?"
Hey, don't get the 9.
I said, you're going to get beat up, dog.
Calm down, Jamal.
Calm down, Jamal. Don't get the 9, bro.
That's crazy that we used to reference movies and shows so much, and now we're referencing, like, internet videos and viral videos now. That's our new norm.
That is our, it's like, that's our new media.
Yeah.
It's like we grew up on Cliff Notes, and they coming up on the what we reviewed on the Cliff Notes.
Yeah,
it's like y'all know what a book. Nobody read the book.
Nobody reading the book no more, man.
So comedy, I think, is trickling down. Because my son was like, I told the other day, he said, "Dad, I did a joke," and I was like, "Yeah," but I know a video he talking about. I said, "Clark, don't nobody know what the reference is.
Yeah,
if you set up the reference, that works." He was like, "Okay," like I'm like helping him with the structure of it.
Right.
Because he got good references, but he assumes you know all the clips he knows.
That's the thing. You got to set it up.
Hey, like, that sounds like somebody I know. That nigga Ronnie would start a story in the middle of it. Like, bro, hold on.
Because I was talking to you in my head before. Y'all don't do that? Y'all talking to your friends?
Like father, like son. That nigga Ronnie would say some shit. He assumed you know, bro. That shit.
Like, nigga, I don't know your uncles.
Because he wore the badge on the wrong side. What you mean? Carl Winslow. Badge, wrong side. That's how they knew he wasn't a real cop. I was like, wait a minute, bro. How was I supposed to know you talking about Carl Winslow? Oh, my bad. I thought I told you. Anyway, Carl Winslow wore a badge on the wrong side, so everybody say you were a real cop. Like,
hey, thank you. Hey, man, like, share, subscribe.
Catacona. What's the next video?
All right, this segment is called Reviral. This is a clip we thought that was viral. It went viral, but these are our friends, so we're going to make them reviral. We don't care.
Yeah, run it back.
Run it back.
Autopsy. Freckles all around his heart, right? it, like a strawberry shortcake. Now, here's something else, too.
Give him context, Roddy.
Sorry, this is, what's the name of the show?
It's Hospital.
The Hospital. It is on BET Plus. Well, BET Plus is gone.
Paramount, it'll be on Tubi soon.
Yeah, it'll be in your phone.
That bitch will be right
it'll
on
be
Tubi.
In your record stores next week. Cam will get that bitch printed up on DVD.
Hey, can't be working.
Can't be working. And this is one of the, y'all got to go look up this show, but to hear it's supposed to be a dead body.
Man.
And y'all sent Dr. CP in here to do autopsy, and Kev loses it as well.
Man, so, Kev can't hold it together.
But he supposed to be a dead body, and he about to damn laugh.
Hey, man, I try my best, bro.
That's the whole point, ain't it?
Man, do the x-ray. Autopsy. Freckles all around his heart, right? It looked like a strawberry shortcake. Now, here's something else, too. There was 7-Eleven hot dogs wrapped around his larynx. He had been choking since 3 days before the accident. He was breathing between the hot dogs. You know what killed him? The mustard. The mustard down in the middle of the hot dog and covered up the hole.
Now let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You see how this big toe is undercover from the next toe? Do you think that had anything to do with it?
Look how white his feet is. The rigor mortis set in weeks ago. This brother has been dying in sections, officer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Feet died in April. Feet died in April. This brother been walking around on some Flintstone feet. Feet died in April. I gotta look at his car. Because it might not be no brakes. It might be like an open floor Flintstone situation to stop his car.
Good.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
Man,
that show was so
much fun. Was that one take? You had to do it one take?
Yeah, we did the whole thing. He went for probably like 15 minutes on it.
Kudos to you.
It was hard as hell to keep it together on that one, man. That nigga was a fool. Shout out to CP. He's one of the most creative people I've ever witnessed in my life. The way he can just create a world with his words, he's so animated,
definitely
so vivid, bro. No, yeah, he got a little touch of that tism. He got sure. A little, he sprayed it all over him.
And such a sprinkled all over him.
He got a little. He definitely. He got that university. He got that university level too.
Hey, man. Daddy, an only kid too. So you know, yeah, he was. He was the only child, bro. Yeah. Like he was talking to himself a lot.
Autism. He seemed like he 93 octane autism boy. He got the
good diesel.
He got
that slow burning tism.
He got that. I got to beat this game tonight.
Yeah.
Every comedian has a little bit of it.
You have to, man.
The good ones. We gonna say the good ones.
Yeah, oh yeah, every comedian was crazy. I apologize for sure. Everybody that watches every comedian. They're like, I don't know.
Hey
y'all.
Man, since we're gonna run them up, man. This is the old body style to here. You know, he's been on this weight loss journey.
And, oh, that's to here.
Yeah.
My bad.
I look like a bitch named Brenda from the back.
He looked like Percocet Pan and been selling pills in the West End.
Now, I wasn't supposed to wear that. They didn't know I had that because I went to the bathroom and changed right before we started. I went to buy one just for this.
And tell us what this is real quick.
So this was a Real Comedians Challenge. And so this is a challenge show where we had to learn a skill and then display what we learned at the end of the episode. So this was, I think, the Sensual Dance Challenge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look like my Jumpman logo. Oh, okay. Look at the commitment.
Bro.
It was a different song on, but.
Yeah, oh. It was. Of course it was.
Boy, you look like an AI Malcolm X.
They got AI Malcolm X wilding, dog. Hey, man.
Oh, nigga.
They would just let me do whatever. I don't know why nobody stopped me. It was like, yo, man. You know this is going to live forever, right?
Right.
Man.
But I mean, this is what we do, man.
Yeah, I needed help getting back up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Ronaldo Ray is tripping.
Yeah.
He's still all on the floor.
Hey, that's a perfect interpretation of the Pollard in Georgia.
That was the name of the dance. Pollard in Georgia.
Oh, man.
So you said y'all had to learn something?
Yeah.
Who taught you that shit? I thought you was gonna do ballet or something.
No, man. So we had a choreographer there, and she taught us like sensual moves, like laying on the wall and all of that. You know?
he still know his skills.
Hey, relax, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's good to learn some skills, bro.
It looks like you did an internship at a beauty supply store.
nigga dressed like Andre the Giant assistant.
Hey, nigga, what I know? I thought this was
Mucinex the musical. Mucinex on Broadway.
Put y'all's in the comments, man. We know y'all good at it. Go ahead, go to work.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
oh,
man,
shit.
But this is what my man does.
Yeah,
this
real
is actually
stand-up.
How I met him. Shout out to Rod Rose at Cloud9, man, doing stand-up comedy.
That was crazy.
Hey, man, St. Louis, man, you know. I do stand up, trying to get on stage, and went up there and ripped it. And I don't know what joke. Oh, I know what joke this is, but let's run it.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I had the bright idea to get this tattoo. I thought I got this tattoo. I thought this shit was gonna change the game. I thought niggas were like, yo, that shit is crazy. I'm gonna get one of them. I'm so proud of it. The next day, I went to school. I held my shirt up, right? Because I was like, I wanted niggas to see it. So I was walking around the school like this. Goddamn
tramp
stamp. I was like, yo, what's that? I was like, what? This little thing's like, what's in your booty? I was like, what you mean?
Oh, man.
I should have known something wrong. When I was getting the tattoo, I was sitting like this for 3 hours. Like, I was looking back there.
It's not wrong, dude.
You look right. Nigga, got
a
dog. I'm going to go back for years. Been going swimming for years. Now imagine me going to jail with this on my back. I'm in the shower, suds running down my pistols. Nigga walk by myself at the shower, be like, I saw you in the shower today. Pow, pow.
Not to the flow.
To the flow with it.
See you later.
Bro,
I'm gonna kill myself tonight. Don't even worry about it.
You worry about it, bro.
Be in jail like this. Me loading the clip. Look,
man. Boy. I would have added on to that joke. It's a nigga. Man. Nigga sent me a picture. I drew your guns.
So like, I go like, wait, why you put you with a picture, nigga?
the nigga put his face over your girl like this.
That nigga drew himself looking at the girl. The sail across the mind.
Hold on. So you said school. So what grade was you in when you got that tattoo?
I was 16 when I got that tattoo.
Man. Who you see that was like, that's hard. Like, that, you had to see somebody.
Nah, man. Nah, that's just part of being a creative. You take risks. And yeah, I took a risk. So I was just like, yeah, this shit finna be dope as fuck, boy.
Yeah, bro.
It was not, boy. It was not.
You in your mind, you was like, because niggas know I be having the blicky.
Yeah, I'm
a double blicky toner.
Hey, nigga, I'm thinking like, you know, so I grew up on action movies. Nigga running and pulling guns. I was so fucked. Right? That's what I'm thinking. I think shit finna be dope. But unless you doing this with real pistols, it's just a tramp stamp.
How that nigga West Side Bun.
Nigga, that's crazy.
Boom, 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 boom. That nigga booty the machine.
Oh, Westside Buzz.
Westside Buzz, nigga.
Brilliant. You just sitting on that one?
Once you did this, that's what I thought.
Oh, damn.
Got the pistol on the trim stand.
Hey, but that's why they say you should be 18 or have a legal guardian in order to get a tattoo.
Yeah, the place I went to, they didn't give a fuck. They was like, who with you? I was like, Jackson's.
You paid how much you paid for that?
Sam
toys. It might have been like $240.
Yeah. What did you tell him? Did you have the name of the gun? He was like, I want some.
I had drew it off. Every tattoo I got, I drew before I got. I take it in there and I was just like, boom, I wanted to cut off at the barrel. So just like, you know, just do it right there.
So that would be so crazy if you had a barrel.
That shit would have
been crazy. Yeah. I'm glad you did to cut off at the barrel.
Niggas be like, I see the tattoo, but it's continuing.
That would have been crazy, gang.
You would have had to get that done over. Nigga was like, it's got to.
See, that lets you know my autism isn't that far. Because if you super autistic, you got to finish. You got to see it through.
Yeah.
If you like that counter, they start wiping that wall. And he's like, no, I got to finish. I got to finish.
If you was gay, you'd be like, it got a stylus on it.
I keep it quiet.
It's got a laser pointer on it.
Nigga, super safe with me.
It's got a scope on them.
Got an extra dick on it? Hey, yo, man. Go to the next video, man. That's these niggas out of pocket, man.
But that is...
Chat, don't believe them, man.
All right, that lets you know that it's a real comedian, though, that like really takes something from your life and make it funny, man.
That's share it, because nobody ever had to know that, man.
Nobody had to know that.
But I think that's the brave thing that comedy and good comics do. They're able to take traumatic experiences, whether it's a bad tattoo, a loss of a loved one, getting arrested, and find the human component in it and connect that with an audience. Because we all know somebody with a fucked up tattoo. You just don't know the stories behind it sometimes. Right. So, you know, I think that's one of the superpowers that we possess is making the audience realize we're more alike than different. Nah, so,
does this fit in a Robert movie? And then you mistakenly see the gun? Like, oh, nigga. Hey, Kyle, we're gonna be okay. He got to look at
that. I used to hang with this one chick when we would go out. And it'd be a group of niggas, she'd be like, get in front of me. And she would reach for my lower back. I'm like, yo, chill out, bro.
You reach for your gun, yes. Nigga, that's so funny.
Oh, we would sit down, and she would push my back forward and grab it. She'd be like. And she was so funny. I got to call her after this. Like, I was telling her.
Hey, put this clip toward the end so his wife won't see this when she
man, shit.
So you sure didn't remember your little ex?
Set this next one up for us. Set this show up because it's another one of y'all.
Oh, this
shows.
Is Safe Space, man. Yeah. This is on Tubi, bro.
This is a great, fun show Kev created. And it's crazy because my wife used to watch the show he got the idea from. It was called Couples Counseling. Mm-hmm. And the therapist would sit on the couch like this and let them go. And then she would ask questions. So when he told me about this concept, I was like, nigga, this is great. Because I couldn't figure out how to do it effectively. But the characters really make it. And that's what y'all about to see right now.
Ooh. Keisha E?
Yeah. Mom for the D. E.
Oh, it might not have came in sound wise.
Why? Ah. That long?
Let's start over.
That long?
Keisha, what do you love about to hear?
Wow! That long? That long?
8 seconds.
Were you processing? Did you have a stroke? Tell me you had a stroke. That should be the only reason that I mean, charismatic, dresses well, smells nice, very sweet, treats you like the love of his life?
Tahir, let's allow her to speak.
I was just giving her options because she seemed like she was at a blank for a second.
Not okay. The cross leg.
You got to do that. Ears.
Y'all are having a cardigan off. That Tahir makes sure that I eat. Every day.
That you eat?
Yes.
I'm triggered.
I am
right now.
Always full.
You love that he makes sure that you eat?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Okay. You know what? We're starting somewhere. Mm-hmm. Tahir, what do you love about Keisha?
She's beautiful. She's one of the most intelligent women I've ever met. The conversations that we have give me life. I look at her and I love every part of her, even the broken parts. Mm. I admire that she's been able to overcome so many obstacles in life and still be a woman of God, a woman of virtue. My wife, she is one of the reasons for my living.
You're good at this.
She breathes life into a lifeless day for me. And sometimes I like to sit across from her and close my eyes so I can miss her on purpose and then open them and be surprised that God has blessed me this much.
It's beautiful.
He has blessed you.
Keisha, does that stir up anything in you to return the favor? Anything more that you love about Tahir?
Yes. I love how he loves me.
I almost called you a bitch. You see that? This is what I'm talking about.
Man.
Bravo. I found that telling people Bravo. I almost called you a bitch is as rewarding and fulfilling as actually calling them a bitch. You know what I mean? It's a backhanded warning. It's like, I almost called you a bitch.
Hold on, real quick, Flowers. For anybody that's unaware, that wasn't scripted.
Nah.
That was directly from this gentleman's brain on the spot on the couch. Y'all just have
We just have where we wanted to go. There's no script.
Right, y'all, I'm saying like, y'all just have like the idea of you love her more than she loves you.
Basically. Yeah. And we had a couple like little points they wanted to make because she was supposed to give the, basically the plot of losing Isaiah as to why she is so distant. And so, and one of the clips,
hilarious.
One of the clips, she was like, you know, I was thrown in a garbage can when I was born and my mom was addicted to drugs when she had me. So when I was born, I was automatically addicted to, I was like, that's losing Isaiah. Kim was like, Tahir, please let her finish. And she finished with it. I'm like, niggas, losing Isaiah. And then the whole thing, another one of the gags is that I was in love with Holly Berry. She's like, you would know the Holly Berry. Well, that meant you doing it word for word. You know what?
Oh, man, y'all are geniuses, man.
It was a good time.
That was elite husbanding right there, though.
Hey, man, listen.
Why do you love her?
That was just real game. Either way, even if you ain't married, that was some real shit.
I just saw myself going, she.
I've been telling bitches that since high school.
I was about to say, maybe it was scripted. This is nigga script when he was 15.
That nigga in St. Louis, they give you that little starter pimp.
My homeboy wrote a book. Shout out to Tavie Smith. He's a poet. He's got like 4 books out. Dope. And then sometimes I'm going to sit you across from me in 2 chairs equally spaced and close my eyes so I can miss you on purpose. When I read that in this book, I said, oh, nigga, I'm using that for I'm talking about we 20 years in. Right. I'm using that for
that big going on.
That big going on.
That's a good sample.
Said, ooh, that nigga cold. All right, back to the essence. We got talk about body style. What do you think when you see this before you hit play?
Man, listen, it's so hard to watch the old me, even when the jokes are good. Like, it was hard for me to promote my special because I shot it right as I was starting my weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. So by the time it came out, I looked like a before and after picture. It was just like, oh, yeah, this fat ass nigga. It's 2 gold chokers on. Hey, you know what's crazy? That shirt I had to go across the street and buy from Smokehouse.
Yeah, this is real.
Because I didn't like the way my other shirt was fitting. That bitch kept getting caught underneath my stomach and made it look tighter than it was. I was like, well, fuck this.
Got to be comfortable.
Man.
Let me go see if they got a shirt at the smoke shop.
And that's all the fuck they had was a Raw shirt. When they posted it, Raw reached out to me because I found out it was like a little stash pocket. And I didn't even realize that, so I had mentioned that on the show. And they was like, we're going to send you some stuff. Niggas never did it. Just know I never forgot. I never forgot your niggas was supposed to send me something.
Shout out to Raw. They sent me some shit. I appreciate you.
They did for a long time ago.
Do it
again.
I got
the big bandanas and shit.
I got
a dip.
Yeah, Raw. Y'all said y'all go see your boy or something, man. Come on. Fuck with me like a condom, Chop.
Dip set bandana.
Yeah, you still got the neck over there?
I DM'd him. I hit him again.
Yeah, yeah. All right, where we at? White porn.
It's one of my favorite films.
When it's white porn, they got real titles. They got names. They'd be like, Sarah has to stay at the class. Ashley gets taught a lesson. Bethany finds out the hard way.
All real titles.
As soon as you type Ebony in, it'd be like, two busty bitches taking dick in the face.
Excuse me?
Two busty bitches.
Two busty bitches? I thought we was naming these bitches.
Yo.
Ain't no more names for these two bitches taking dick in the face?
The real questions we ask ourselves.
Yeah. That's one of those jokes that's like, it's in front of everybody.
Yeah.
It takes a comedian to bring it together. Like, man. You were saying
earlier. Is it funny seeing those kind of jokes and seeing the niggas who watch porn faces go?
You know what's crazy? So that joke is old, and now I do it completely different. I say, I'm just say a couple porn titles, and y'all yell out white porn or black porn. So it's interesting to see what people consider. But I always, you know, the first one is always going to be like a Stephanie or Ashley, and then when I come through with the third one, everybody knows immediately. Like, so it's just another one of those jokes that like we're more alike than different, because everybody knows when it's a black porn title, that they just use adjectives to describe the women. They don't give them no names.
Damn.
Yeah. And then when niggas start like uploading their own shit, when they can name it themselves, these niggas just be going, niggas gonna need. Like,
niggas gonna
need. Yeah, fucking my homeboy girlfriend and his baby mama at the same time because nigga owe me $10. Why would you put that?
Because I'm clicking on it.
Yeah, why would you put that in the title? Why is that not the description? Now, don't look. My favorite porn is when he be fucking the chick and she like, take it off. Like, take the condom off. I know it's produced, but I'm like, oh, yeah, I would do the same thing.
Those are hard to find.
That's the African ones.
Man.
When they do it, I be like, no.
This needs to be in a different category.
Hey, man. Danger. That's my favorite. It's probably a category out there because I didn't even know it was a full category for like videos of people getting the head under the tables. That's a whole category.
Under the table jaws.
Mm-hmm. Under the table.
Not even kidding,
you
bro.
Know what's the funny category where the chick is fucking and they on the phone with their man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a category.
I go to a site
that you don't even got no thumbnails for. You just got to type in what you're looking for. So I just type in Ebony, amateur, wet, creamy. And then I got to throw something like random, like missing limb. And they're going to come back with the most random. You got to keep the algorithm on his toes, man. Like missing limb.
That's what niggas is grandfathered in the porn. This is what y'all did to the VHS kids. We on there just doing
shit.
The
video comes up with a bitch hog tied, missing her right hand. He's like, yeah, this is exactly what I was looking for.
I think you got to keep the algorithm on his toes. I know it, dude. Like, hold on, this nigga is crazy, y'all.
Yeah, because you just be fouling shit. You pulling it too easy, nigga. Yeah, give me some shit, bitch, with a helmet on. Like, that's what I want.
Processing. You we got some.
You been in Georgia a minute. You see you go Pornhub and that white lady looking at your head like you danced the motherfucker.
Oh, no. See, I'll be honest. I don't even fuck with that. Like, I don't even fuck with that type of shit. I go to Twitter. Twitter is it.
Twitter is Amazon for porn. But
the thing with Twitter is you got to be careful. Was I talking about this with you, Ferg? I was like, you got to be careful because Twitter, it'll have like three fire ass videos and they'll sandwich a transgender video in there.
Like,
and so you going on this bitch. And then you turn around and be like, hey, where that dick come from?
That's why I swiped the whole shit out.
That dick was not here.
You got to
close
reset
it.
Reset the whole shit.
They gonna come back. They gonna come back.
That's the first thing I think. Why this bitch dick bigger than mine?
This big dick nigga getting clapped up. They got big dick and big cheeks. How you getting clapped up?
How you get everything?
Yeah, because he getting hit from the back, and every time he hit back, I see a little shadow. I'm like, hey, what is that, bro?
It's niggas want big dicks and women want fat asses. You got both of them. You selfish motherfucker. That's the problem with the team. The niggas are selfish.
Hey, man, why are you doing that, man? Why would you get an ass if you already got a big dick? What are you trying to prove, bro?
They got booty dick and
pussy. But this ass,
they got for this ass.
This nigga got the 3-in-1 combo out here. Give it to niggas.
Give it up. Old hat trick.
Oh,
they gonna walk up to you and be like, I'll fuck your bitch. No, the fuck you won't. I'll fuck you too. Hey. Yeah. That is not okay.
That's a heathenly trilogy. Hey, man, let's go to...
You just made our algorithm slippery as hell.
Yeah, this video going to go insane. It's on you, Ferg.
Do that sundress one, man, because we coming up on that.
Yeah, because last sundress season was kind of trash.
Yeah, we running this one back. I might have to play Lord. Post this next week.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
There it is. Oh.
Yeah, it's just weird. Probably because I'm in here. You know me and technology. That shit always happen around me, dog.
Okay, sundress season is quickly approaching. Boom. Real quick, ladies, a message from the fellas. We just kindly ask that you wear it. You hear me? We don't care about any of that other stuff. Oh, I feel like this one makes me look fat. So what? Wear it.
Wear it.
This one has too many patterns on it. I don't like that. Wear it.
Come on.
I can't. I don't have the right panties to go with this. Take them off and wear it. Okay?
No,
they got sundresses with pockets on. I know y'all like pockets.
You ever seen a woman like five pockets
on a romper or sundress that she didn't know? Man. The excitement in her eyes?
Yeah.
Fellas,
if T-Boo don't reach out,
cash app somebody $80 right now so they can get a sundress, okay? Do the Lord's work. Wear it.
I was on set right there when I was filming that shit. I was at Bentley Studio filming that shit. I'm always listening. I'm a double dip.
Hey, man. Hey, let me tell you something too, ladies. First of all, watch Single Truth. Now, Morning Culture, obviously, watch that as well. But there isn't an outfit in the world that can make you look fat. You fat.
Yeah, man.
Fat,
I was just...
own it.
Except but also, in the sundress too, you can wear them long, the big, nice dashikis.
That'll work too. We love seeing them titties having a temper tantrum underneath that. them titties be falling out like kids in a cereal aisle. I be walking them motherfuckers. Look at that Mortal Kombat under them.
we love a factory titty.
Oh, I love a good
temper tantrum.
Oh,
man, I like when chick gets overused. She got an older titty, so they like when they hang down. It got a thin right there. It looked like. Like that netty. It look like fishnet at the top of the titty. I like that.
Yeah.
We like regular titties, man.
We like regular.
I'm going to tell you something. You got to watch out.
Like
you got to watch out for a cute chick with a fat ass and funny. Because this bitch could either be a superhero or a super
man.
Villain.
Or a man.
Or a superhero. No, because here's the thing. Like, niggas with senses of humor, I feel like with a sense of humor, I'm a chick with a fat ass in the club.
Yeah,
right?
I got you.
I get free drinks. I get it. You ain't got to be cute. If you got a fat ass, you get perks, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine a chick that's cute with a fat ass and funny. This bitch could rule the world.
I just said that. There's a lot of funny, bad
chicks. What's
my girl
name? What's her name? Jada Faye?
Oh yeah.
Funny as hell.
Bro, let me tell you. Let a woman run for president. Who's funny?
With a fat ass.
Oh, man. She get like white humor. She get like office humor and black humor. Nigga. Like
Julia Louis Dreyfus.
She played with
that one. Veep.
Yeah, Veep. Yeah, she was a.
What is she with that? Veep with
that. Let me tell you now. I would vote for, goddamn me, what's her name?
I know you talking
she
about.
She did Freaky Friday. I didn't know she had titties like that. She was in Greece, I think, and she was in Freaky Friday. She got the short hair lady. She been posting pictures.
An alien.
No, that's a Gordon Reaver. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Curtis. Sorry.
Boy, I didn't know she was out here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all one of mine. I would low key take down. I'll take down Martha Stewart.
Why?
What? Why? First of all, I'm gonna be a cat man.
Okay, so all right, boom. When I be thinking about taking it down, I be thinking strictly about the sex. So you taking it like
I would take her down for the sex too.
Really? Like she's appealing.
First of all, Martha Stewart cute as fuck. She a real bitch. She went to jail, did her 10 toes down. Yep. You know what I mean?
That's outside.
Didn't
of sex.
Settle. So you, didn't tell
what,
nobody.
What you call a sapiosexual?
No, and not just that. She did one show with Snoop, then the cooking show, and I think Usher was on it one time. Mind you, at the time she probably was like 65, right? Threw her leg across the table, was like Usher's here. I was like, okay, the bitch flexible too.
Hilarious.
Let me tell you something. Kids is grown. Listen.
This nigga's a freak, dog.
All I hear is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hey, like, she coming to the room with custard and pies and put all on my body. I'm taking Martha Stewart down.
I can see going with her and being a kept man, but just for off the rip.
I'm going raw first night, nigga.
You ain't alone in this.
For sure.
I'm going raw. I'm putting unsalted butter on my dick. I'm going raw first night.
You ain't alone in this, but there's only a couple of y'all in the room.
Hey, man, listen.
Yeah, it's weird. I can't.
Yeah, it's like you and three other niggas. Like, yeah, I fuck. But, nigga.
All right, give me your most unexpected celebrity smash.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
just throw it out. We might fuck with
I'm
it.
I'm thinking only porn stars.
Celebrity. Let's go. Celebrity. I know they are like, celebrities, but yeah. Let's go like celebrities with an actual
like Maxine
talent.
Shaw from Living Single.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But now, Erica today's deal.
Yeah. Erica's still fine. Erica's still fine as hell. Hell yeah.
She was just in a good ass show that I was watching.
She had that Tracy Morgan show.
She was in something else too. She was a manager.
Oh, no. It's on Apple TV. It's called Invasion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that one. She was in that one. Absolutely. She been fine.
Yeah.
Always fine.
All right. Loretta Devine.
That's you and Teddy. You and Teddy. Teddy Ray was the only nigga that said he would take down Loretta Devine. Yeah, that's some LA shit, because that's some LA nigga shit. No, you said it too. That's an LA.
Teddy wasn't asked the question. He just bought that apartment.
Yeah, he was just like,
you asked me. That'll be the only reason niggas know I will fuck Loretta Devine is because you asked me on this show. It'll be the first and last time I said this. Teddy Ray has said that on several occasions that he'll take down Loretta Devine.
You said it though. Niggas know that. Niggas go down there.
Like you said, it's forever. The leotard and me fucking Loretta Devine is in the diaspora.
Hilarious. You just put it out there.
Yeah.
He just manifested it. She was on last season of Miss Patch. I hook you up. That's all you say. I hook you up. That's all you say, nigga.
You know what, though? I do want to recant that. just because I wrote a series and I want her to play my mother in the series. So that would be kind of weird if she ever saw that.
Yeah, it got weird.
I mean,
it just turned weird. Yeah. You just made it weird.
Yeah. I mean, she probably won't do it anyway, but if there's a slight chance, that could always fuck it up. Cousin to hear more. See, you gotta find somebody else. Get Viola Davis on the line.
I'm gonna say Viola Davis to me. You know what I'm saying?
Get Viola Davis on the line.
That little walk on the goddamn house, get away from her.
But the woman that, it would be me, but the woman that's playing is Kelly Kells. It would be.
Oh, okay.
That wouldn't match. Like, well, I guess my dad could have been real life skin if it's my mom. It don't have to be her. Whatever. Anyway.
You get Tim Meadows to be your dad.
Tim Meadows
would be good.
I don't have a dad, though. Yeah. He could be her dad.
Okay, okay,
I'm
just like,
I'm me.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, sorry.
Or Tim Reed, too. Tim Reed,
bro. I love both of them.
Yeah.
Tim Reed, what was he? He was in...
Sister.
Sister, yes.
Yes.
But Tim, I'm Tim Meadows because of motherfucker, what was it?
Ladies Man.
Yeah, bro. He was so funny in that, dog.
We watched that shit recently.
Also, Eric LaSalle still out here doing... He's been producing a lot more directing, but he's still out here.
I wouldn't mind stealing Jerry Carmichael's parents.
He was a Soul Glow man.
David Allen Greer. That's what turned that show around.
They needed a show.
Yeah.
David Allen Greer and Loretta Devine needed a show.
The Carmichael show launched before that, then they took it off, and then it came back with them as the parents?
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Oh, man, them radios. Well, you had a face-off? Yes,
I definitely had a camera.
We called them D-Face. Y'all call them face-off?
Right? I had the face-off.
Yeah, we called them D-Face.
Detachable face, boy. Walk around the mall.
I never had one, boy, but I damn sure wanted one.
I had one. Had that bitch in school.
I had a D-Face and a pull-out, nigga. So y'all know what I am. Yeah.
But hey, put in the comments if you ever had one, man. D-Boys
had a pull-out or a D-Face, and them niggas would walk around the mall with their steering wheel, too. It was a time to be alive.
Yeah. Let's run this, Fergie.
I love being an 80s baby, right? Love it. But I will admit, technology back then was hard, okay? You had to have this right here. This was a detachable face cassette player in your car. You had the detachable face because people be stealing, right? And if you wanted to take it up another notch, you had the pull out.
Bitch.
The pull out.
Come on, bitch.
Cassette player. People was walking around the malls.
That'd be heavy, too. That'd be
walking around the malls with their whole.
But it was like a flex. It was like a phone.
CD players came out. Thankfully, because God, do you know what we had to do when it was just cassette players? Do you know? Let me show you. This.
Yeah.
Just 20 cassette tapes.
My daddy still got one of them little cases like that.
You got to sit through that. Oh, but then they also had the CD changer.
You see, that's luxury.
Now, this sucked because a lot of times these were stored in the trunk. So if you want to swap out the CDs, because you only load like 5 to 8 of them at a time. If you want to swap them, you got to pull over.
Where my blueprint at? Where y'all even stole my shit?
I know a nigga still got the
Benz with that in the trunk.
I'll take the ones with Remo still got the Benz with that in the trunk.
I still got that. That's in my wife's car right now.
You got a CD book in there?
Yeah, we start listening to College Dropout.
To the show.
The kids was fucking with the CDs.
They bring it to the show, dog.
Nigga, you know what's crazy? It's like, I don't know if I mentioned it in this, but if your car got broken into, nigga, you have to start your whole fucking collection all over again, bro.
Yeah, if you cared to do it.
Yeah.
You had to care to restart that.
I'd always care, nigga.
Oh, that shit's so heartbreaking.
I know, but I need my music was my soundtrack. Music for the club, got music for when I'm finna hit the stage, I got music for when I'm finna go over Chick House. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get that soundtrack together, baby.
Nigga stole your life.
Did you ever go over Chick House or to a dorm in college and be like, and see her collection, be like, I'm getting something out this one. Especially if it's like my homegirls, my homeboy, he hollering at you.
Yeah.
And it's her friend acting weird. Oh.
Nigga, I was notorious for stealing like the actual booklets because I would buy shit like I would buy bootleg shit.
You had a real insert?
Yeah, I would just take the rich real insert.
That's the air mattress with the headboard, nigga. Hey, the K-Dub joke in real life.
Insert, boy.
You had a real insert. It's crazy shit. That is psychopath shit.
Sometimes I can be like, man, this sound like a KLC bait, but I don't know because I ain't got the shit. So I was in a little bit. I knew that was KLC, nigga.
That nigga would have stole the credit.
Boy.
What the fuck? I believe her CD came like bowler's rings. Nigga, I took it everything.
That's how you know. Y'all don't love music like we love music, motherfucker. Hey. We need to know who made these symbols.
Nigga, I need to know. And also, that was just a really good one. Like Outkast's first DVD, I mean, CD with the alien chick with the big titties and the fro. Oh, nigga, I'm jacking off to this. I jacked off to that. I jacked off to Adina Howard. I jacked off to Mercedes.
A hole in the CD.
Oh, man.
Adina Howard, yeah.
Don't touch that motherfucker right there. Touch that bitch with gloves on. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't take much. Y'all got your willy-nilly porn on your phone.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, so put up another one for another video, man. Let me check the post.
This nigga, this shit.
Who
was
keep
so
calling
funny.
This nigga man? I don't think I ever read that part.
Bro, this is so one funny. Of my favorite videos. I'm laughing for real. I'm dying making this video, bro.
How these bitches look like, huh?
Huh?
Oh, I've been laughing at this for like the last 10 minutes. Who keep calling this nigga name?
That one.
This is the thing, man. Guys, sometimes sucker taking pictures. So when you find a pose that works for you, you just man. Run that motherfucker to the ground.
That's the one. He got the most likes.
Taking the picture is like, all right, here we go. 3, 2. It call his name.
Nick.
Yeah.
And you know you gotta call my name on too, right?
That's like that challenge of girls when they scream and then take a picture.
Yeah.
You see that nigga do the one with the police? I sent that one for her. You got that?
Hold on real quick. Can you expand this anyway?
Oh, shit. I don't know if
that's as big as it gets.
Yeah.
All right, so look, I don't know if y'all noticed it, but not only does he look at it the same way every time, but he got a drink in his hand. And every picture
got a little soda.
His right hand got to have a drink or something.
That nigga take a picture
that
tight.
He got
stove.
That Gatorade tight.
He got two Gatorades in one hand.
Oh, shit.
I think he got two Gatorades.
Oh, shit.
No, he
picked
up to the stove.
What's that, a Martinelli's in the third picture?
Oh, bro. It looked like an Albert's joint.
This is right before he go to the club and strike out.
Strike out.
This is right. You know how you go get your juice, get your Gatorade, get some gum, some rubber.
Hey, you the nigga who people be calling your name
on your picture? Let me get a picture.
Turn around, huh? But do like the pose.
But hold on, let me call you. What's your name? Let me call your name before we take a picture.
But it.
Take yourself real quick. Kev.
Face ass.
That nigga beard point.
Oh, bro. Shit. It is. Oh. It is.
Man, we having fun, man.
Like
let's
the Tampa
more,
Bay
man.
Buccaneer mascot.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Let's do one more.
Oh,
and before shit. We continue, man, like, share, Catacona.
Subscribe!
Please do, man. And also check out Damn Internet You Scary, man. Super
hey,
funny.
Man.
Very,
absolutely.
Very informative as well.
This is a Tahir episode. Yes, sir. Tahir sold.
That shit tore you up a little bit.
Tahir sold. Yeah.
Wording is hard a little bit. Here we go.
Craziest, I told you he was polished. Most accurate answer I've ever seen. I've never met a fine black woman with all five.
Oh, Lord.
High iron. Hey, yo.
To start off the list like that, nigga.
It's over with. I'm for real.
Y'all can't get mad. Because y'all know y'all always cold.
Oh, Lord.
And somebody got their thermostat set to 7. Y'all come in the house like, ooh, it's cold up in here. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not cold.
There's trees burning outside. It's not cold.
It's trees burning.
It's trees burning outside.
Here. Matching ankle socks. New ones do not count. Fam. Ooh, he calling y'all hard. 2020 vision. Oh.
All the blind.
Y'all look blind ass. Be cute as y'all want. This one. Warm feet, nigga.
Yeah, they feet
first
be
thing
cold.
You want to do when you get in the bed is put your cold ass icicles on me. Stop. A little forehead. Get this king his crown.
Big forehead. Give it to
him. Yeah, he went crazy on that.
It's a girl looking at his post talking about, I know damn well.
He ain't talking about me.
I know damn well.
I know he ain't talking about me. Yes, I am, you big head ass girl.
You're fine, little
you look like you
ass.
Bad niggas for the a nigga lose a bet to you. You take his childhood memories.
I require your memories. Put your memories on it.
Put your memories on live for $500.
Oh, shit, nigga, man.
That's funny.
Yo, bro. Hey, yeah. Man, what you got coming up next, man? You know, we know you're here shooting a movie,
yeah.
But you got a million things going on.
Let yeah, man. We're going to get back to L.A. We're going to shoot the new version of The Hospital. It's going to call it The Airport. So we shoot that.
I seen he had commandeered at a terminal.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Well, he
got access, bro.
Hey, yeah. Man, listen.
That's amazing.
And then I'm doing like 4 shows for Netflix as a joke.
Come on.
I got a gig in Chicago, I think May 1st, with Just Niche. It's called Busting the Gut. It's like highlighting men's health and awareness with like everything going on with your body. And then I'm doing this competition called Last Comic Seller, where I'm trying to win this cash prize and also like a selling contract to, you know, do some cruises. I would rather do the cruises than colleges. That's colleges. Anybody that wants to do colleges, you need to go to Ronnie Jordan's Training School of College Performance. Don't listen to nobody else.
Nobody.
You get booked by black and white schools. You're looking for it. Ronnie's been doing this since Martin Luther King was in college.
Yeah,
this nigga, like, he knows everything.
Yeah.
You honestly should be offering a course. You need to, like, you need to partner with, what is it, Lepta? Like, what is
NACA.
It? NACA? You need to partner NACA. With them, bro, and, like, really teach a training course because you leave money on the table, bro. The way you have been able to do this through years of just transitions and, I mean, time has changed so much. But, like, when we was going, like, cell phones was a luxury.
Yeah.
Now niggas getting them for free. So the fact that you were able to still, you still able to like thrive in that space, bro. You really should be teaching a class on it. Outside of that, I got some tour dates starting back on the road September and through December. So just go to my website, tohearmore.com, or just find me on Instagram. All my stuff is listed in my link tree. My website is going to take you to my link tree. I'm just throwing out there.
This is my link.
Just go to my Instagram and hit the link tree. You'll see everything right there.
Come on, man. One of the hardest working men on earth.
He will be on your car when you get out there today, too.
Pollen? Fuck Atlanta's pollen, bro.
Hey, that pollen ain't shit.
That boy, that shit had me down locked in. Oh, man. Saturday, I was getting my ass beat last Saturday,
People don't understand you can literally see pollen in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You can see it. Like, other places, you can't really see it. Like, that should be in the air, bro.
You see it on the ground, too.
On the ground, rolling.
Yeah. It feel like God did, like, that Jackson 5 video. Like, can you feel it? Like, sprinkled goddamn pollen.
Atlanta feels like The Happening. That movie with Mark Wahlberg and the trees.
Plants is mad at
them.
That terrible ass man.
That's what the pollen like.
It was the plants. Yeah. They're upset at us. Yeah. We were like, nigga.
I was so mad at that garbage ass movie.
I know, right? But I still watch it.
I watch everything Mark Wahlberg does, good, bad, and different. Him and Vince Vaughn, I don't care.
Mark Wahlberg is the same person in every movie.
Every single movie.
Yeah.
That movie he was a little different in, but he's the same person.
He always says, it's fine, buddy.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I like Spencer. That last one he did. Yeah, when Post Malone was in it, that one was good.
See the one with him and Kevin Hart? They had matching tracksuits on?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the beginning of that.
Yeah, I watched it. It's Me Time or something like that. Yes. Yeah, I watched that one. Yeah, it was cool.
He got gay.
Yeah.
Yo.
He did.
This out the mud. Rashawn McCants. You seen that clip of Tony Allen?
No.
Well, I don't know if you love hoop like that, but they got Tony Allen got a podcast with Zach Randolph. And the nigga, you know, Rashawn McCants be talking shit. Like, he was talking about how he was just talking. And then at one point, he was like, and that's how, and I know the formula, how to score 81. And he said, like, cold. And as soon as that nigga said that, that nigga Tony Allen was like, all right, man, this has been Out the Mud Podcast.
You got to shut up, bro.
He said, we gone, man. It's been out. I got to show you the clip. That shit funny. And people be using that now when somebody says something wild as hip. All right, man, it's Out the Mud Podcast. We see y'all. I'm Tony Allen, man.
Cut the Kevin Hart joke.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you again, bro.
Appreciate
and
it,
again,
man.
Thank y'all, the Tennsylvanians. Oh, shit, hold on.
Also, we got to shout out Tahir because can I just give him his flowers real quick? Y'all don't know, Tahir kept us going during the pandemic with the Zoom with the homies.
Oh, man, that was a good time,
It basically relaunched us to a whole new audience, like on there a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tahir done broken up a lot of comedians that came on stage, too, but, like, you do it so subtle. We appreciate it. And
hey, man.
My wording is hard is the funniest shit. I broke the lady. Maya. I don't care what nobody's saying.
Yeah. That was a good time. I got to relaunch everything, so yeah, you know, it's coming back.
Oh, man, that Zuma with the homies was a time. Man.
Boy, it was a time to be alive.
I feel like we
shut this motherfucker down one more time. We at war anyway.
I got you. Y'all keep talking. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Shut this motherfucker down one more time. I wouldn't mind. You know what I mean, running it back one good time.
Zoom is still going though. Yeah.
Nah. It's too hard to get niggas. Everybody on the road and shit like that. I would have to film that shit like 3 p.m. to 5.
Yeah.
Well, damn internet, you scary. Kinda.
Yeah, down there. Yeah. That, it's still going. Yeah.
It's that vibe going.
But yeah, we was doing that bitch 5 days a week.
But people was locked in, though. It's a lot of motherfuckers walking to be in the airports and stuff like that. So
people were locked in, man. It was a good time, man. Like,
it was community, man. That's the thing. We back by ourselves in our own cubicles now.
So we got to shout out our Pennsylvanians, man.
You got to do the first one.
No, we just going to do this.
Okay, cool.
Because we put on our community. You use the community post on your YouTube?
No.
You got to, bro.
Okay.
So we put our post up and they just like to roast us. So we was in DR. Me and Ronnie hit some scooters.
The giant peach.
Oh my God.
You should have seen the little Spanish kid, the little the Dominican kid. Grande papa. Grande papa.
Here we go. Jimmy Bravo 215. They say Ronnie pulled up singing.
I came through like a wrecking ball.
With Natty Shreds, when you playing Mario Kart and get stuck behind Bowser. DJ Hell, nah, Hurts a fool for that one.
Hurts is a fool for that one.
Marcus Corsi, that scooter smoked a cigarette after that ride.
Hey, that's the goat. Hey,
they go. We got the funniest people in the comments.
Man, I'm telling you, they
be hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so fucking funny.
You see, I thought this was a circus, baby. JP, EPNG, starting up a GoFundMe for the scooter. Yeah. Oh, man. Shit.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Nigga said, I ain't never seen a Toyota on a scooter before.
My wife hates y'all, by the way. I'm just telling y'all who don't like y'all. Who don't think it's cute. My loved ones, my children.
Who don't think it's cute is hilarious.
Man.
Might not think it's cute, but you can't deny it's not funny. It's not funny.
Yeah, man, y'all are great at that, man. So that's what we do.
They tear us up every week.
That is cat.
Keep the community post going, man.
Nigga, Hurts is wild for that one.
A Toyota on just top like this of little, a
bro, but the cigarette, that scooter had to smoke a cigarette after that ride. Hey,
shout out to y'all, man. Keep hitting up the community post. Use community posts on your YouTube.
I gotta get back on the social media aspect.
Good pictures. They like a good old embarrassing photo.
Yeah. And they say to like to post one right before your episode airs.
Did they say something to the other one?
We only had one. So hold on, let me send Ferd the picture. So I put a picture of you up there.
Oh shit. You old ass nigga didn't tell me about that.
I just put it up though, so we ain't got too much going on. But Shout out again to Rye Rose. Like I said, the first time I actually met Tahir was at Cloud 9, man. Yeah. Tell us about your experience at Cloud 9, man, when you first came out.
I don't remember it.
Copy that.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of drugs, guys. I'm not going to hold it.
When I send this picture, it might conjure.
Oh, when you said Joshua Tree before, I said, yeah, they out there.
I don't remember.
Whoa, who is that?
Yeah, man.
Albino Bouncer. Boy,
Cloud 9. God, so we got it on video somewhere because we obviously see the video. Right. Man.
I don't even remember. Where was Cloud 9? Was that on Cloud Peter 9? Street?
He's on Peter Street downstairs in the basement. That's where we first met. I was hosting. Yeah. Rob Rose was running the situation. And they said, we got somebody from St. Louis, man. Say, do comedy. You want to do it? St. Louis. I don't know what. I can't remember what you said.
I can't remember anything I said at that time. I probably was working for GTM. Because I used to be on Walker Street right after. The next street over.
Yep.
And I used to, always go to Slice on lunch or No Moss right up the street. K-Dub used to host at 579, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't he?
Sometimes.
Was that 579?
The Tappas?
Yeah, 579
Tappas.
255 Tappas, right. And then Carlos had a show over at that Italian restaurant, right? It was like a little skinny thing. It was like on the bottom floor of it or something. Cats. Yeah.
They still doing Cats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had Cloud 9. I had 255, maybe not that time too, but I had Cloud 9, 255, and then I had Cats for a while too.
Yeah.
That shit is like a handed down situation. But
yeah,
we only had one comment in the community post from the Black Nostalgia Nerd. Said, I didn't know the Grimace shape came back.
Boy, you look like you was a college, ex-college football player working at Hertz or Enterprise.
Shit.
Now, that is a GTM. What is GTM?
I forgot what it stood for because we used to use it. We just say, get that money. But it was a marketing company.
That's a marketing company shirt. Nigga trying to sell me some knives. Nigga trying to sell you some sharp knives at me.
Nigga finna say the opportunity.
I worked at Vector. I was trying to sell the niggas that. Niggas got me in when they cut the penny with the scissors. I was sold in.
Niggas gonna buy
this. These finna be flying out the shelves.
Did you ever sell any?
I sold maybe 3 packets.
Oh shit, that's about $900, man.
Right, but them niggas, look, you know, it's a pyramid screen, so they
took 6 years.
Six
cost $9,000.
You got to pay for the knives, your demo knives and shit. Yeah. Niggas make you pay $350 just to sell their product. I was like, this crazy as hell, bro. Hey,
Gotcha. You like even say you guys have an opportunity today.
It look like he's selling knives at the show.
I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all got. I'm so excited about this.
Everybody here has 3 friends, right?
You can't even say that shit now.
You don't have 3 friends. All right, we got something else to talk about. What I want to talk about is 5 links.
Oh my God.
That's the Noni Juice meeting. That's the Noni Juice shirt.
Hey, look, man, they pull you over, you just give them the card. You don't even need nothing. Prepaid legal.
Oh, nigga, my brother got his license suspended so fast doing that shit.
The prepaid legal?
He was speed. This nigga was doing like 60 to 35.
And he tried to handle the card.
That nigga said, the nigga pulled up, he said, you know how fast you go? That nigga did like that. They said, get out of the car, nigga.
Get your stupid ass out of the car, nigga.
6 months, nigga. They took the car through that bitch.
Oh, man.
He said, call him Lloyd. They ain't call him back.
they ain't pick up. It's crazy.
It just ain't working.
That nigga was in the whole $75,000.
You could have got out of that ticket if you had it. Just told me.
You just told him my fault.
I'm so sorry.
Nigga went to jail because of that card.
That nigga said prepaid legal.
Yeah, that cop lost $2,000 on prepaid legal.
Fuck that. Give me that goddamn card, nigga.
Oh, man.
Show dumb ass in my car.